We have Dr. Andrea Graziosi with us, as promised to our listeners. We're delighted that we managed to nab a few minutes of his very precious time while he's in town, of course, delivering the lectures that we've been announcing on this program that happened last Thursday and Friday. Dr. Graziosi, welcome to the Ukrainian program.
Oh, no, welcome. I'm very honored and glad to be in this program, and I hope I will have something interesting to say for your listeners. So.
Well, no doubt. I, of course, will preface this by saying we understand that many of these topics are very detailed and complicated at times. So obviously, we won't be able to delve too deeply into them in an interview of this format. However, first of all, if we could briefly go back to last Thursday and your talk with the subject of which was Stalin's foreign and domestic policies, dealing with the national question in an imperial context. Could you at least touch briefly upon that subject and tell us one or two of the salient points and the things that fascinate you most about it?
Yes, the idea was to explore the role of Stalin's experience with the national question in the Russian Empire during the years of its formation and then after 1917 in the Soviet Union, where, as you know, he was for a time the Commissar of Nationalities. How his experience with the national question in Russian Empire and the Soviet Union influenced his future, his subsequent dealing with foreign policy. And this was based on the assumption that foreign policy in the 20th century, actually from the late 19th century through the late 20th century, was largely dominated by the national question. And this is due to the progressive disintegration of European empires, first of all, and then of colonial European empires afterwards, so that in a way the National Revolution of 1848 transmigrated to the colonies. To give you just an example, Stalin, as you know, became the Commissar of Nationalities after the revolution, and the commissariat was instituted to deal with Rada, with the Ukrainian Rada, because the Ukrainian Rada, up until, let's say, October 1917, was asking for autonomy within the Russian Federation. And when the Ukrainian Rada declared independence, for example, this is, I think, classical of what I tried to do, for Stalin, what had been an internal national question became a foreign policy issue, because you had, you know, a former region, let's call it this way, of Russia declaring independence. And of course, from this point of view, it's very interesting to see how he applied his theories and concept of dealing with the national question within a unitary state to this new event. In particular, in this case, as we all know, they declared war to Ukraine in December 1917. But this is just an example. I could give you another one to understand how these issues are relevant. For example, we know that after World War II, Stalin, as the main victor of World War II in Europe, Stalin approved and actually ordered the mass transfer of millions of people, for example, the Polish-Ukrainian exchange of population, or even the expulsion of Germans from Eastern Poland, from Western, what was going to become Western Poland, and so on and so forth. And it's interesting to see that these policies of using transfer, mass forced transfer of population, he experienced for the first time, this is something that we are certain, during the Civil War, for example, to separate the Chechens from the Terek Cossacks, so that a tool that was developed to deal with rebellious nationalities within the state was later applied in international policy. I will give you just a final example, which is very interesting, is the cities problem. Clearly, Stalin understood that cities in mixed territories were going to become a seat of contention between different nationalities. Think of Lviv, of course, that was Polish, Lvov, or Vilnius, etc. And Stalin, by dealing with this within the Soviet Union at the beginning of the 20s, clearly expressed himself in favor then of giving the cities to the countryside surrounding it. And again, we see that in a way he applied this in Eastern Europe, for example, after 45. If you think of Breslau, Wroclaw, if you think of Vilnius again, that was given to the Lithuanian, and so on and so forth. So that the idea was to explore how this concept came about, seemingly in internal affairs, and how they were then applied in foreign policy.